Hey, everybody. It's Friday night.
Yep.
My favorite show of the week.
Getting ready to go out.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Jen's got her little ram's horns on. Back up so you can see Jen. See? Turn your head sideways. See? Yeah.
Sorry. This still confuses me. This left-right thing. Yeah. My brain doesn't work like that. But yeah, this wig here, this is the first time I've worn this, I think.
Yeah.
Tom got me this on Shein or Temu or something like that.
Yeah, she's wearing a sexy outfit.
I'm always
stand up, check it out.
I'm always wearing a sexy outfit.
Show it out.
Okay,
it.
What I really got to?
Yeah, yeah, show it.
Well, shit.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the other dress I had
similar.
On tonight. But this is a different one, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But it's the same cut.
Yeah.
It's the same
pretty cut. Neat.
But yeah, we're going to Memento Mori tonight, which is a much safer environment. So. I'm not. Honestly, like, we went to Mannequins last Friday. Didn't love it.
The music wasn't any good.
I think we left before midnight. It's like the music was just so bad, and I was just kind of like, it was just getting on my nerves.
Murder Hornets sending me down pictures of him at the brothel.
Yeah. Like he said, I guess he took it to heart that you said you hadn't been to the brothel with him in a while.
So he goes. Yeah.
Virtually.
He goes. So. He sends a picture of me with these two other chicks. He's like, which one should I get? But we were asleep, though. It was too late. So he went ahead and chose the thick one. But I probably would have chosen that one, too.
We'll see. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Like mines, I guess.
They were both.
Mexico, man.
They were both cute girls.
Yeah.
You know how that goes. But yeah, so what have we been up to today? Tom installed an updated, well, it's not even just a stereo, it's a whole
media player
into the 1999 car today.
Yeah, yeah. That car's looking fucking sweet, man.
It's pretty awesome.
I upgraded every light bulb in it, including the interior lights. I haven't done the trunk light bulbs yet. They're all ultra white LEDs. Put a set of like $80 fucking LED fucking headlights. They're bright as fuck. And then pulled the stereo out of there and put in a fucking touchscreen multimedia player in. It's good. You can do SD card. You can Bluetooth connection and
I can run my Spotify
through it.
Yeah.
And I didn't connect the orange cable because if you connect the orange cable, when it's in gear, it won't play video.
Oh, we'll see. We can't have that.
So you can't have that. So I fucking got rid of it. It doesn't know what gear I'm in.
Tom wants to drive and watch porn at the same time.
Yeah, we never can. And then
we have to leave that option open.
Yeah, I got the new speakers, but I'll install those tomorrow because I got to take the doors apart to put the speakers in. I didn't have time to do
it. We didn't really have time to do that today.
So I just left the old speakers in there. It still sounds good, though.
Yeah, I mean, the old speakers are fine.
Yeah, I just put better ones in there.
Yeah. But we'll see how that goes. But yeah, so that'll be cool.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to get it done before, you know, before we went out.
It was pretty straightforward. Just had to make a new wiring harness, match all the wires up, solder them, and fucking put the shrink wrap on them.
Yeah, prior to that, we just had this little thing that you just plug into the cigarette lighter.
Yeah, you put in the cigarette lighter, and it transmits on your radio frequency
and
what
you
your
can,
phone.
Yeah, so I could run my phone through it through Bluetooth. So that's what we were using up until then. Mm-hmm. It's still because that car is a 1999, so it has a tape deck in it, a cassette tape deck.
It's a 1999 Mercury Grand Marquis. It's a really cool metallic red. It's only got 100,000 miles on it. It looks brand new.
It looks super pimping.
Yeah, all leather gray interior in it. It's got the lace wheels.
I'm still kind of like not used to how wide that car is.
Yeah.
Because it's like, look, I had a Ford Taurus and it's like, it was a 2004, which was only 5 years newer than this one. But it's like, that car was big-ish, but not that big. So it's like, now this car, I was like, oh my God, I can sit in the seat and I can put my purse next to me.
Yeah.
And we each have our own armrest.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is crazy. Yeah. It's like an apartment in
here.
They're
captain's seats. They got armrests and fucking lumbar support, fully fucking automated.
I'm just like, I can move around. Yeah. And I was like, I can push it next to me. And I was like, wow, I couldn't do that in my old car.
It's damn near like the Lincoln Town Car. The Lincoln Town Car that year had a little bit more features, but it was just obsolete bullshit by today's standards anyway. Heated seats, you don't need that in Florida.
The hell no.
Yeah, no.
I want air-conditioned seats. I want it to blow cold air on my ass at all times.
My shit blows a blizzard. It'll blow a blizzard out of it.
That'd be cool if they had cooled seats. They had like cold water, like ice water running through there. They should do that for Florida-specific cars.
It kept throwing engine codes on me. It said random misfire. I mean, it was running glass smooth. I couldn't figure it out. So I went, you know, I put new coils and plugs in it, and I went and fucking jiggled some of the plugs and, you know, the little plastic connectors, you know, the little locking mechanism on them had broke, so I had them zip tied shut. But then I pulled on the injector connectors, and the electrical connectors of the injectors were just slip fit on there. They were loose. Every one of them had been broken. So I went in there and fucking zip tied them all closed. And I think that's what it was, because if you have any vibration in there from the engine moving, you might have a little bit of arcing, and you might have a random misfires in all those cylinders. You know, the computer couldn't tell me what cylinder it was. It was saying randomly all of them.
Yeah, random misfire.
Yeah, that was so the code. That had to been what it was. We'll only see. Other option would be like leaky head gasket or intake leak, maybe. It's pretty easy to do those. I don't want to do head gaskets, but intake leaks easy to take care of. Just got to get, means that 4.6 Ford two valve engine was kind of notorious for having intake leaks where the coolant went up through the intake. It would leak right around there if you didn't know what to do. You're supposed to fucking seal it off with RTV. So if it cracks, it remains sealed. So, but they were kind of notorious for that. Just something you got to keep an eye on. But it's easy to put a new intake on them. Plenty of room. Easy car to work on.
Murder Hornet said that girl was cute.
Oh, you want me to show her?
And then said, no, don't do that. Maybe next time I'll choose the skinny one. But I felt bad because I was twice her age.
Yeah.
She said she was 22, but that's if he looked more like 16.
Well, she didn't look that young.
I don't know. I saw the picture, but I just glanced at it.
Yeah, she didn't look that young. She's in her 20s.
I mean, it's probably all right.
That's Mexico, man.
I would hope.
Yeah.
Ira says, heated seats are a necessity here in the Pacific Northwest. Yeah, I imagine so.
Yeah.
Winter can be in the 10s or 20s Fahrenheit, around zero Celsius. Yeah, it's just, that's the thing, though, is that, honestly, even when it's cold out, because it does get cold in Florida every now and then, but never. I think the coldest I've ever seen it get here was maybe 28.
Yeah.
And that was extreme. And that was like one night, and everybody was flipping the fuck out.
Mm.
It gets down in the 30s sometimes, and like I said, everybody flips out and is like, oh my God, I have to cover all my plants. They're going to die and shit like that. And all the orange groves, like people at the orange groves, they put like little, they call it smudging, where they put the little barrels with all the little coals in it to keep the orange trees warm, because they'll die. Like, if it goes under, I don't remember what temperature it is. But orange trees, it has to be hot. So it does get cold here, but it's just never, I honestly would never, if it was up to me, I would never run the heat in the car, ever. I would never run the heat in the house, ever. I would rather just be cold. I don't like the feel of heat being on. I'm never that cold. I'll just put a blanket on, thanks. You know what I mean? Let's see. Danny says, an origin show about the mare, nightmare demon/monster that gives you nightmares folklore would be sick. Just saying, actually, that's a pretty good idea. Well, I'm going to write that down. Honestly, that painting, which is called The Nightmare by Henry Fuseli, you guys know the one that I'm talking about. With the horse in the background and like the lady on the bed and like the little gremlin like sitting on the
chair.
Yeah, there's other variations of it, but I like the Henry Fuseli one. That's one of my favorite paintings of all time. I love that.
You were saying The Nightmare. I was thinking of The Scream, the one on the bridge.
That's Edvard Munch.
Yeah, he was crazy, wasn't he? Wasn't that guy a lunatic?
I don't know, actually. Maybe. All artists are kind of lunatic.
I thought he had schizophrenia or something.
It's possible. Like I said, all artists are kind of crazy. I mean, you kind of have to be sort of crazy to be great.
To want to live like that.
Poor, well,
broke. Some paintings.
Well, they weren't all like that, but I do kind of feel like to make good, impactful art, you do kind of have to be a little bit nuts.
Yeah.
You can't just be like a regular ass person. You know what I mean? Just doesn't work like that. Victor says, I'm in San Antonio, and I turned on my heat warmers year-round. It just feels good.
Yeah.
Like a little heat on the bed. I don't know. I don't like the feel of, like, hot anything. You know what I mean? Like I said, if they had cooled seats, then I'd be all about that. But nobody talks about that.
In Florida, you don't need any kind of heat.
You really don't.
You got plenty of heat.
I mean, like I said, it does get cold here sometimes, but it's usually just, like, for a night or two.
Yeah.
Like, that would be the extent of it. And then it'd be warm again, like, the next day.
Yeah, I don't think... Have we ever turned the heaters on in the cars? Maybe.
You do sometimes, like every now and then, but I never do.
Yeah, you don't have to if you have a jacket.
Yeah, I don't like the feel of it. It just dries my mouth out, and it just makes me feel like I'm suffocating.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
You cannot have a car without AC here in Florida.
No,
you won't make it.
No, you'll just be miserable.
Yeah,
like most of the year, you'll just be like sticking to the seats, and you'll just be like, yeah, every time you have to go somewhere, you'll just be like.
The only time you ever see a car without AC when it's going down the road with the windows open, it's like some really busted up fucking destitute fucking old Crown Vic from fucking 1987 or something, and it's from some farm somewhere, you know. You look at the guy, you're like, God damn, dude, you must live in a fucking trailer that's covered with mold. Everybody else has AC. If you can afford to eat, you have AC, because there's no way to fucking.
Well, like I said, if you don't have AC in your house, not only will you be miserable and just covered in sweat your whole entire,
you could die,
but your whole house is just gonna have mold growing all over it, like, yeah, immediately.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, we had a hurricane a few years back, and the power was out for a few days, and even then, it starts to smell moldy
in the
like
house.
After only a few hours.
So you don't realize how dirty your carpets are until the air conditioning goes off and the humidity gets to them. Then bacteria starts growing in there, man. It fucking smells terrible.
Yeah, it like immediately starts smelling like, yeah, wet dog in, yeah, your whole house.
Even if you vacuum regularly like I do, it doesn't matter. There's a lot of little particles. There's a lot of living creatures in there.
Yeah.
Microscopic creatures.
I'm not a big fan of carpet.
Yeah, yeah. It's just that houses come with it.
I'm glad that, like, a lot of, well, I guess, like, cheaper houses now, they still put carpet in there because it's cheaper. But it's kind of, yeah, feel like it's not, new builds, they usually have, you know, hardwood floors or, you know,
vinyl.
Or the vinyl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That some looks like new, hardwood floors.
Some of the new vinyl stuff's looking, it's nice. It's not like linoleum. It's,
yeah, they got good shit nowadays. Yeah. Like I said, we've been watching that Hometown show on,
yeah,
HGTV. We watched, yeah, that.
Yeah, you would have no idea that was.
They got all kind of good stuff. They got all, yeah, kind of stuff nowadays that looks just like
it
wood.
It looks like wood.
Yeah.
It's not soft and flexible like old linoleum was. It was kind of gummy. Now the new stuff's, yeah, hard. Like wood or stone. Some of it's like stone. You'd never know. Like tile.
Yeah. Let me see. Hold on. I think I missed some stuff that I was kind of going. Hugo said, have you ever done a show just about the DeFeo case? Ooh, I don't know.
We
talked about it when we talked about the Amityville Horror, because we did a show a long time ago about the, yeah, Amityville Horror thing. But I don't know, and I'm sure we talked about the DeFeo case on that show, but I don't know if we've just done, we probably haven't done one just about that. I feel like probably not. Maybe we should. Because that's a whole different, that's a whole separate thing, like, aside from the purported haunting, which I don't think was anything.
Danny's asked me if the car has leather seats. Yeah, it's full leather. It's leather front and rear, and it's kind of it's gray leather. And they look like new, except on the driver's seat, where the seam between a couple of the panels, it's got a little rip there. But it's not ripped leather, it's like the stitching got taken out. So I don't know what to do about it. Because you'd have to remove the entire leather cover of the seat and stitch it from the inside. Because it wasn't stitched on the outside. It was stitched down to make, because it's, you know, it's made out of pieces, you know. So I'd have to take it to a reupholstery place. And I'm wondering, well, how much are they going to charge me to,
a lot,
you know,
probably,
take that seat apart and just sew it right there? The other option would be is that they have all leather seat covers for that car. Maybe just get seat covers for the front seats. Because the, yeah, back seats look brand new.
I mean, this car, I was amazed. Like, when I was looking at it, I'm like, this is, for being in 1999, this is in really good shape.
Yeah, the paint's fucking great. It looks brand new.
It really does. Yeah. It looks fucking new.
Yeah, it looks good.
I mean, considering what my poor little 2004, yeah, car looked like, which is all beat up and the paint was cooked off it and shit like that.
I got the headliner to redo the headliner, but I haven't got down in there to fucking pull that headliner yet, man. I gotta get the balls up to pull the fucking...
Yeah, he's kind of nervous about it.
I'm afraid of breaking some plastic trim.
Right, and then, you know, like, you
now,
gotta
plastic
fix
trim's cheap and fucking easy to get.
Still, it's still a pain in the ass,
though.
Yeah, it's still a pain in the ass.
And then I'm thinking about... The carpeting in it is good, but it's 20-something years old, and it was and she was a smoker.
Yeah, the lady that owned it.
The old lady that had it. And fucking, you can smell it. It smells kind of bad in there. So I was thinking about pulling that gray carpeting out of there. For $130, you can get brand new carpeting, factory spec. And maybe instead of going with gray, I was going to go with black. So I'd have like a gray, black, and wood tone interior. It looks fucking good. It's classy. And now it looks upscale. It's got a damn computer console in the center. It doesn't have a digital instrument readout. It's just the old-fashioned Mercury Ford type.
Yeah, it's old-school analog.
But they make a bunch of aftermarket shit for this. They got guys that make custom stuff.
I kind
of
like it the way it is.
But I've seen custom LED lights where the headlights are ultra-bright HIDs. You can turn them off, and inside there's damn a matrix of fucking some kind of monofilaments and LEDs where it got you... Where it's fucking swirling. It looks like some out of a damn UFO. Different colors of lights going through the turn signals and the indicators, ground effects and shit. You can make it look like a UFO if you want to. But the guy had his own signature in his headlights, and it was glowing colors and morphing into shapes and shit.
That's a little extra.
Yeah, it was extra. That was his marker lights.
All right.
You know what I mean? The way when he's going off the strip, he can turn the fucking headlights down way low, and then he's got a display going so he can drive through. And then once he gets out of the fucking the main strip, he turns his headlights back on.
You know you want all that.
I got all kinds of fucking.
I asked
shit.
Him. I was just kind of like, well, are you gonna get like a lit up disco ball for like the inside of this?
Better.
He thought about it.
They got a headliners kit.
Would that be a little much? I'm like, yeah, that'd be a little much.
They got a kit you can put. When you take the headliner out and redo it, they got a kit of LED micro bulbs on these filaments, and you put them up in your roof, and then you fucking put your headliner over them, and when you turn it on, it looks like stars swirling through your fucking ceiling to the roof of your car and shit.
I was like, I kind of like that idea, but I also think it's like a little...
Stars. You can have different patterns of them twinkling and fucking different colors.
We do have that in our bedroom, though, like the kind of the galaxies, expanding galaxies, like on the ceiling.
Yeah.
It is. It's actually pretty relaxing.
But I replaced all the interior bulbs with LED. Bright white. Blue white is what they're called. And it lights up like in daylight in there now.
Hopefully we're not blinding every motherfucker we drive past, because I hate when I pass
the footwell lights fucking light up. Everything lights up. Just changing those light bulbs, it makes the car have a whole entirely different ambiance to the car. Because those old fucking regular fucking light bulbs that they used to have, you know, the filaments, the light was kind of yellow or orange.
Yeah.
Which they weren't very bright
back then. They weren't.
They weren't very bright. These are fucking... When I turn my fucking lights on the inside, my interior lights, it's like daylight in there.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because my Ford, I don't even remember when the dome light... Well, the dome light wouldn't go off. So, was the main thing. And then we're like, okay, well, we have to disconnect it because it's going to, like, kill the battery. So, we disconnected the dome light. So, for years, we didn't have an interior light in the Taurus.
Yeah.
So I just got used to scrabbling around in the dark when we were coming home for something. I was just used to, well, the car doesn't have a light inside. You just have to, like, fucking deal with it. So now that we have a car that actually, like, it all lights up inside and the footwell is light up and stuff, I'm like, wow.
Yeah, you open the dash.
I can't get used to this.
Open the dash.
I'm used to it being dark in there all the time and me, like, feeling around for shit.
Open the glove box and there's a fucking bright fucking ass light in there. I'd like to have some fucking cool effects. They make cool effects. They make some really cool... but you know they're custom. They cost money.
Well, yeah.
It's like it would cost you about $1,000 to get your fucking exterior lights done.
I mean, you don't. But like I said, it's up to you.
Here's the thing.
I wouldn't spend that money on that. But if you want to, then that's entirely up to you.
Anything with a Ford 4.6 two valve engine, and anything with a Buick 3800 engine in it. Last forever. Those cars will get 400,000 miles on a single engine. You're going to have to take care of it, but parts are cheap. They're extremely reliable. Parts are available. Best one would be the Crown Victoria, Ford Crown Victoria, the Lincoln Mercury Grand Marquis, which is what I have, or the Lincoln Town Car. They're all basically the same car, same engine, same transmission. They're just different levels of fit and finish. Those cars were fleet cars. Taxis, fucking military fleet, staff cars, and police cars. They had different levels of trim and fit. They're rock solid. You can get 400,000 miles out of one if you don't abuse. And you can abuse it. Those cop cars were fucking abused, and they were still getting 350,000. But they had maintenance done on them, changing oils, changing fluids. If something broke, they'd fix it. But they were like tanks. And they don't make cars like the 4.6 anymore. They're kind of like, they're a big car. They're not monocoque. In other words, it's a frame with body parts on it.
So monocoque is Tom's porn
monocoque,
name.
That's, you know, hey.
That's Tom's porn
that's
name.
That's my calling card.
Well, it'd be weird if you had duocoque. That would be a little strange.
Well, what happens with a modern car is if it gets fucking rear-ended, the thing's totaled. That car will never ride again because you can't fix it. But the old 4.6, you know, the Crown Vicks, the Lincoln Mercurys, the Lincoln Town Cars, you can get new body panels and you can put that car back together. And there's so many used ones out there for $3,000. You can just morph two cars together to make another car if you have to. And guys are buying them up. Young guys are buying them up. They're making cars out of them. They're very, very reliable. And it's a driving experience. It's nothing like a modern car. I went to go when we were test driving the newer. It was like a 2010 Cadillac. It drove like shit. I was like, this is not a fucking
which
luxury
is and
car.
That's still like an older car.
And that's
like,
still older. I said, this is not a luxury car. This feels like a fucking economy car.
It felt like my old. Actually, it felt like worse than my old.
Worse.
Car.
Yeah, I was like, this car is no good, and it felt cheap inside. I got inside that Mercury and test drove it. It's like flying on a fucking cloud.
Which is a little weird. I couldn't get used to it. It's very floaty.
Floaty and smooth, and it's not fast, but it's got a lot of torque.
It almost feels like the first time I drove it, I was kind of like, this feels like it's not making contact with the road, and that was a little terrifying for me. Because I felt like I was not in control of it, because it was just like cruising along so smoothly, and I was just kind of like, this is a really weird sensation. It kind of felt like, I said it felt like a land speeder.
Yeah.
It feels like a land speeder.
I've gotten used to it now.
Yeah.
I haven't driven them in a long time, but I used to drive them.
It's weird, though.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's a weird feeling.
Yeah, I got a rear end kit I'm going to put in it. New shocks and new springs just to freshen what's
in there. That'll make it feel like it's more grounded.
Maybe. If not, it'll probably feel the same.
But other than that, I mean, we're just going to have to get used to that.
Yeah.
It could just kind of freak me out a little bit, like the first couple times I drove it.
I forgot what they felt like. They feel I was like a boat, like a floaty boat.
Yeah.
But it's a V8 engine, not fast, but powerful, a lot of torque. It'll just climb up a hill, and you don't have to put your foot in it. You can just be nice and gentle on that Mitchell.
Which is bad, because I have a lead foot, so I was, like, speeding.
Yeah.
So I had to keep being like, oh, shit, I'm speeding. Oh, shit, I'm speeding. Yeah. Oh, shit, I'm speeding. I had to do that, like, over and over. It's like, oh, my God, I'm going 70 miles an hour.
And you can sit in the car, and you don't even know if the car's running. It's ultra smooth.
Yeah, and it's real quiet.
I started the car the other day and then started it again because I didn't think it was running. It was running.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like super.
Oh shit! Yeah,
like my Ford, it ran good, but you could tell when it was running. That was for sure. But it had problem. It had a vacuum leak, so it was like kind of.
My advice to the listener: if you need to get a car for less than $5,000, a good car that will serve for fucking 10-15 years, you get a Ford Crown Vic. You get a Ford 4.6 liter car, which is Crown Victoria, Mercury Grand Marquis, or Lincoln Town Car. In this area, the Lincoln Town Cars, you can get one for a good one for $4,000. Beautiful fucking luxury car.
Yeah, they got all kinds of stuff.
Beautiful luxury car. Because all the owners are dying.
Yeah.
Sadly. They're all, so just
sadly
a lot
true.
Of and like guys are buying them up, man. They're turning
and
them
old
into
dudes,
custom
they just keep it. Well, I mean, the car we bought, it was, you know, he lives across the street,
his
like from our
died,
neighborhood,
yeah.
And his wife died. It was her car.
Yeah.
And he had kind of taken care of it. They had kept it in a garage for years and years.
Yeah.
And she didn't really drive it that much. And it's like pristine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The other one to get is if you want a V6, and it's also a sedan, a four-door sedan, you want to get a Buick 3800. So that's like a Buick Riata, Buick Park Avenue. I think a couple more cars had that drivetrain, but it's a transverse V6. I think they're front-wheel drive, but those things will run forever too. But they're V6s. They're still good though, but...
Danny also wants to see some update photos of the car.
Yeah, I'll make some update photos.
Yeah, we should do some update videos. Once I do that headliner,
I'll show you.
Yeah, do the headliner, and then you can make some videos, like, in the daytime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The car's painted. It looks brand new.
I couldn't believe
it. You never know that was 99.
I mean, you can tell because it looks like a car from the 90s, but...
I went to AutoZone, and I wanted them to pull a fucking code for me off the thing, and they said, what is this? It's a 99 Grand Marquis. And she came out, and that woman goes, God damn, this is 99? This is a beautiful car. And it's like a new car. Because it was only owned by two people, and the first guy only had it for 40,000 miles. And then the second owner was the old lady that lived across the street. She had it for a long time. It was just hit 100,000 when I got it. And they didn't do much to it other than change fluids. They really didn't know what they were doing, but because there was a lot of stuff that was undone. Because dude refused to have a computer. So he didn't know anything about cars.
Yeah, that was one thing. I don't know how old, you know, he seemed like he was, what was his name?
In his 80s.
Howard, right?
He was in his 80s, yeah.
Was it Howard or Harold?
Howard.
But yeah, so he lives across the street from our, and it's hilarious because my old Ford that I sold him, that we traded.
Yeah.
He painted the hood and the roof where all the silver paint was baked off. And he has it parked out in the driveway, like, for sale now.
He's selling that one.
I didn't see how much he had it for sale, though.
He gave us $1,000
for it. He gave us that, which is all I was going to ask for it anyway, like, if I'd sold it. So, I mean, and I didn't even ask him to take it. He's just like, hey, what are you going to do with that? And I said, I don't know, probably sell it on Marketplace or whatever. He's like, hey, I'll knock $1,000 off if you give it to me. And I was like,
yep, there it is.
Okay, have it.
That's all we wanted for it.
That's all I was going to get for it anyway, realistically. So... I mean, you know, it's a good car. It had a couple of problems, but it ran really good, and it was really reliable. But it looked bad.
Looked crappy.
But it was all paint.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, you know, it had rust, and it had, like, some mold on it, like, in the back and shit like that. So,
that could have just washed
mold.
Off.
Well, yeah, but still.
We just didn't wash that thing.
We just never washed it.
We had kind of abused that car a little bit. I mean,
we did.
I did change oil on it and fluids, but I'm just saying...
And despite
it had an engine warning light. There was a vacuum leak somewhere. I couldn't find it.
We couldn't find
it. And I think it was gas tank.
Probably.
And fucking, I'm not going to pull a tank to fucking fix it just to get rid of it.
And honestly, I commuted to Daytona 5 days a week for what? Like 7-8 months. Mm-hmm. And it never gave me any trouble. Like even driving it all that way.
Yeah.
So.
I'd still take, for a V6, I wouldn't take a Taurus over that Buick 3800. That Buick 3800 engine. When Buick retired that engine, they stopped making it. They were actually kind of crying. They gave it a big fucking bye-bye ceremony. They made that engine for like 20-something years, and they had perfected it towards the end. And they just run forever. But they had to retire them because of emissions. Standards had changed.
Right.
But they're still out there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that Riata when that came out. Man, what a cool car that was in the 90s when that came out.
I remember that.
Yeah. Park Avenue.
Oh, my God. I forgot all about that.
I think the other one was called LeSabre. Buick LeSabre.
Buick LeSabre, yeah.
Yeah. Boring-ass cars.
I will say one thing.
They were reliable.
I can't remember. I'm pretty sure. I'm 95% sure it was a Buick. I don't remember if it was a LeSabre, if it was another model. But that was the car that my mom was in when she got in her really bad car accident in Jacksonville. I don't know if I ever brought that up before, but many years ago, my mom, when she lived in Jacksonville, was in a horrible, horrible car accident. She got hit head on by a woman who, it was like, she was going to work and it was raining. And this woman, who was uninsured, by the way, was on the other side of the highway and spun out, like on the wet road, and hit my mom head on. Now, my mom, her leg and her arm were shattered. So she has, you know, metal bars in there now. But she survived. And I think she even wrote, like, I'm pretty sure it was a Buick. She even wrote a fan letter to Buick. It's just like, I'm alive because of you guys' car. Because it's like, it was fucked up, but it wasn't that fucked up. And she was, like, happy that that was all that happened to her. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Buick 3800 is a fucking legendary car. Fucking just, they're still out there running. And you look at them, you're like, man, I can't believe that thing's still on the road. Some of them look beautiful. Others just look like shit. But they're still running. But out of the two, between the Buick 3800 and the Ford, any kind of Ford 4.6, I'd take a Ford. Ford Lincoln or Mercury. They were more heavy duty, and they felt more quality than the Buick. The Buicks kind of had a cheesy kind of look to them. They weren't though. It was just the way they looked, I think, more than anything. But if you want rear wheel drive, fucking V8. Now I failed to mention, most of those Ford Mustang GTs ran that same 4.6 liter two valve engine with the fucking same transmission and the same differential in the back. That's why you still see Mustangs running around. They're fucking tough too. And the V6 is even, the S6 engine was with a 3.8 liter. That was all right too, but you want the 4.6. You can keep that shit running forever. It's basically what I got. And a lot of people call the Crown Vic and the Mercury Grand Marquis, they call them the four-door Mustang. You know, that's basically what it is. It's a Mustang with four. It's got the dual exhaust, everything. The main difference is it's a different intake. But you could upgrade my car, put a Mustang intake on it, and get a couple more horse out of it. But it doesn't matter. The car isn't made for power. It's made for a smooth, luxurious ride and fucking endurance. You just ride forever.
Yeah, we're not. Basically, yeah. What we said, it's like, you know, if it looks cool, that's a bonus. Mm-hmm. But mostly what we wanted was it's like something that's not horribly expensive and is going to cost us a bunch of money, but something that's going to be reliable. We want a car that we'll be able to drive until we're both
dead,
pretty much. So that's kind of
the car will do it. And some people in the V8s, you know, they weren't really all that much of a gas guzzler. You'd get 26 miles to a gallon on a freeway.
Yeah, and you
averaged about 19 or 18.
Yeah, which is not great, but we don't drive that
much.
I mean, we go out a couple times, like once a week. Yeah. We go out to eat and stuff, but we don't commute every day or
whatever.
Whatever you
spend in gasoline, you make up for because you don't have to worry about repairs.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I wasn't really worried. I said my main concern is reliability. I want something that's not going to cost thousands of dollars to fix every so often. And, you know, and the thing about it was that, you know, you worked on...
I worked on
Fords, Mercury, stuff like that engine. So you're like, if something goes wrong, like 95% of the time he can fix it.
I've rebuilt fucking dozens of those motors. Dozens of them. Fucking and state police forces and shit.
Right, which will save a lot of money.
Yeah, I know that engine. I just kind of, when I know what's happening, I feel a lot more secure. I know how things are built. You know what I mean? I know what it's going to take if something goes wrong. But I've seen dudes, these new British guys are now getting their hands on these cars used in England.
And yeah, we were watching
making
some
videos about how these guys are like, there is nothing more American than this car. And just like he's just talking about the driving experience. It's like riding on a fucking cloud of power.
You know? British people are like collecting them. Now. Yeah, it's like British car guys.
Yeah, they can't believe how big they are.
I couldn't believe how big it was.
Big they are, yeah.
Like, I remember cars being that big because I'm old, but it's just kind of like, I hadn't had one like that in a long time. So it's like, when we got in this thing, I was like, holy crap, this is like even bigger than my 2004 Taurus. It's like, it feels like twice as wide.
Yeah, it's like twice as wide as a Taurus.
It's really big. Like I said,
isn't though.
Yeah, well, I know, but like I said,
it's just very roomy.
It's weird that I could sit in the seat, have my purse next to me, and then we had two armrests.
Yeah.
I was like, I couldn't do that in the Ford. I had to put the purse on the floor,
it's
and
like
there was only
the
one
armrest. It's like you're in the command module of a Winnebago.
Yeah, it's big.
Fucking, you know, or a fucking motorhome, mobile.
And the seat is, just, and I'm not even crammed. I'm like sliding around. There's a lot of room. It's a very
It'll sit six.
It's a very big seat.
Yeah, it'll sit six. It'll sit three in the front, three in the back.
Yeah, you could fit a whole other person.
Yeah, it's actually got six seat belts.
You could fit a fairly large person in the front seat.
You can move the armrests
and
up.
And maybe two skinny people.
You can move the armrests up and there's a second seat belt in between the two.
Yeah. So if you had to, you could fit another person in the front seat.
Yeah.
Like not
it,
that we
it
ever
never happens though.
Not that we ever like happens. Need to carry that many people in the car. But if we did, I mean,
that's
and
you
an
could
option.
Fit two people in a trunk easily. The trunk is huge.
I think you could fit three people in the trunk probably. Yeah. That the trunk when he opened it, and the trunk was like
when I got in a trunk and out of trunk.
Did you really?
trying to get to that light bulb.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Because I'm just like, could we fit some bodies in here?
You know what, though? Man, come to think of it, that's fucking dangerous.
Well, yeah.
I could have gotten in there and fucking...
And then what if you couldn't get out? And I wouldn't know what was going on.
Fuck.
You didn't tell me you were going
to... I just panicked myself.
Yeah. And see the dumb shit you do?
Yeah.
Without telling me? I didn't know you went in the trunk.
I could probably kick those fucking seats down.
Yeah, you would have to. Maybe you can.
The thing is, though, is that I'm not sure I could touch the seats because there's the spare tires up there.
That's right. Yeah, it's like two. The one thing that about the trunk that it was how deep it is.
Yeah, it's deep. The police version had armor there. Yeah. And a fucking fire suppression
system. It's super
deep,
and then there's like a shelfy thing that has the tire on it. So the tire isn't down here, it's up here. But there's a big, huge space.
You can get the police cars here cheap. They auction them all the time. And then now they're all in secondhand, and they're being traded around. They're kind of desirable. Some guys want the cop car. It's got the lights on it.
Yeah, they want all the cop car shit.
Crash bar on the front for doing pit maneuvers.
That's
the
whole thing.
The backs of the seats are armored, and the fucking back of the trunk is armored. And they've got a fire suppression system in there. So if anybody rear-ends you, it just fucking starts spreading out a bunch of foam. I think it's how it worked. And that way the fire... It was a way of suppressing fire.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly how it worked. I never saw one initiated. But there's a fire suppression system in there. But they're bulletproof in the back. That way if you arrest somebody and you got him in a cage in the back and he had a concealed weapon you didn't find, maybe a knife or pistol,
and
he can't shoot you through the fucking back of your seat. You got the fucking cage there. The cage had a plate steel on it, and then the back of his seat had plate steel.
Yeah.
And then he was wearing body armor, the cop.
Yeah, because we were watching a video the other day with a British guy that was showing like the cop version that he had imported, and the back seat is really small because of all the stuff, obviously.
Yeah, you got no foot room.
Right, yeah, because you're going to be cramming like prisoners back there.
You can't put your foot underneath the seat in front of you. There's a wall there. It's a cage.
Yeah, they're trying to like think of everything to like keep people from getting up to shenanigans.
Yes, you got your feet have to be sideways once you're arrested.
Yeah.
You can't straighten them out.
SideQuest Hero says, most important thing, number of bodies that can fit in the trunk in case of an unexpected emergency. I mean, you never know.
Like smuggling your friends into the fucking drive-in.
Into the drive-in. Like back in the old days.
They're not already drive-ins anymore.
I think, depending on the size of the person in that trunk, because I was shocked when he opened the trunk. I was like, holy crap, that's enormous. And, you know, I'm a true crime girl, so I was just immediately, I was like, I wonder how many bodies can fit in there. Yeah. So I was just kind of like, probably three, maybe four. Yeah. Thin people,
yeah,
and maybe two or three fat people,
yeah,
could fit in that easily.
Raptors Hammers, he's in the comment section. I went to high school with him. He's a retired cop. He says he spent many years in a fucking Crown Vic police cruiser. He said they were like the Energizer, but it kept going and going.
Well, that's kind of what we're hoping.
And what they would do is fucking the night shift would be fucking running those things, and then the next day they'd hand right over to the day shift. Some of those cars were never really turned off. They were fucking on duty 24/7. And then you fucking the newer versions had an uprated computer system that logged in idle time.
Yeah, I was gonna say that guy was talking about it on that video that we watched.
Yeah, the ones that I saw didn't have that system yet. Yeah, we had no idea how long they were idling, but they idled all fucking day and night because those dudes were waiting in ambush for speeders, or just on the side of the road waiting for calls, and they'd have the damn AC on because this is the South. So you couldn't turn the car off. You had to have your AC. And had heavy-duty alternators to run all the electrical systems, the computer systems, the fucking radios. There's a video camera in there. And it was...
We need a video camera.
So you had to have a lot of fucking power all the time.
Just in case.
What's that?
We need a video camera in our car, just in case.
There's new ways to do that now.
Just in case.
Because the video camera isn't like it was.
Some shit breaks out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. To make porn?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. That would be like... Yeah,
put that baby up there.
That was another reason that we got such a big car, because Tom's like, ooh.
We're going to have fuck in this car.
We haven't yet.
Yeah.
We will.
But the car I got is the same car, basically the same car Grampus was talking about. It's like a Crown Vic police cruiser, except that it's the luxury version. Leather interior, doesn't have all cages. It weighs less.
Yeah, we have a cage in the back seat, unfortunately.
It's only 350 pounds heavier than a Mustang. Than a Mustang GT, so it is like a four door Mustang. It's just that it doesn't have the tune of a Mustang. It's and the same intake because that's not what the car is for. The car is for fucking long life and just dependability, and you want a big strong motor that's not working hard and it'll run forever. That was the idea. The police cruisers were hopped up a little bit. they were carrying more weight, and they were pursuit vehicles, so you had to be able to go higher. They had the limiters had been bypassed, so I think they went up to 120. Grampters, did they go up to 120? I think they took the governors off of them. But I think the Ford ones, I think, the Ford Lincoln and the Mercury ones, I think they were kind of limited to 110 maybe.
Julie is here, one of our newest patrons. Says, Jenny, hey, Jenny, you look so pretty. Love that wig. Yeah, thank you very much. This is the first time that I've worn this one.
Show it again, Jen.
Top, what? No.
You got a bunch more people in here that haven't seen that outfit. Let's see the outfit.
Okay.
She's wearing a gorgeous outfit.
I got to get up because I got to go to the bathroom.
Okay. Anyway, so. All right.
Did I hit the...
Yeah, you hit it. Jenny, she...
Tripping up your dance.
Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. Can I go to the bathroom?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Want to go to the bathroom and get a new drink?
Go ahead.
So go ahead and...
Ooh, go ahead.
Smacking that ass.
But no, I think the police cruisers went faster, and some of the guys that have them now, you know, some of them they strip shit out of them to make them lighter. Some guys are putting in uprated suspensions and brakes, doing good tunes on them. Some guys have supercharged them, which I don't know why you want to supercharge a 2-valve. I mean, shit. But trying to make fucking race cars out of them. But they're kind of like today's, kind of like the modern version of a Ford Galaxy. That was the older generations, you know, when they were growing up, the Ford Galaxy was an old man car, you could get it for cheap. Well, this is what we got now. Ford Lincoln Mercury fucking 4.6s, they're kind of like the old man car that the young guys are getting hold of. They're still a good car, though, man, fucking great. Okay. Murd Horner said he had an 87 Firebird Formula in the late 90s. Loved the car. I remember the Firebirds, yeah. And then you talk about the Monte Carlo 80 SS. The Monte Carlo SS, I remember those, yeah. SideQuest 00. What's up, SideQuest? Katrina. Julie said that Jenny looks pretty. I'm going to fucking make sure that Jenny gets your message. Okay. She'll be back in a minute. Yeah. 13 Cam Superfan says 13 Cam's Dash Cam Confessions. Yeah, we need to make a whole series of videos of shit that happens inside the car. Buick Grand National. I remember the Grand National. That was that. I think it was a. It was a turbocharged V6. I think, wasn't it? But it was fast from what I remember. I don't even think that was a V8. I think it was a 6. I haven't seen one in a long time. Oh. Titanic discussion said if I had any VW bugs in my past. I had a VW bug when I was a kid living in Brazil. My stepdad gave me one. It was a alcohol-burning, Brazilian-manufactured VW bug that it burned pure sugarcane alcohol. I think it was 1,800 cc's or 1,600 cc's. I don't remember. But it was a fun car for Brazil. And if you were a teenage guy in Brazil... And you had a fucking car. You had it made.
A fucking car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what it was.
If you had a car, you had it made. Yeah. Yeah, all the teenage girls were fucking on you. There were only two fucking, really only two cars available in Brazil at that time, in general. And it was a Fusca, which is a VW Bug, or Beetle, or a Gol, a Golf, which is like a Volkswagen Rabbit. Yeah. And the Rabbit was a little bit more desirable, but I liked the old VW Beetle. It was tan, too. Tan hardtop. Nothing really worked. Even though it worked, it didn't actually work. Like, the window defrost didn't actually work on those. You still had to wipe them by hand. There was no such thing as air conditioning. You could get a little bit of heat. That was about it.
Danny says, there's something wrong with the video. I can't see it. Oh, no, wait. It's because I'm blinded by Jenny's beauty.
Ooh. Yeah, there's all kinds of people saying, you're looking beautiful.
Titanic Discussion says, greetings, Tom and Jenny. Tom, any VW bugs in your past?
That's what I was telling about.
Oh, yeah, okay. Honestly, I always kind of wanted one. My cousin, Jason, had one. And we would often go to Rocky Horror Picture Show together. And so, along with other people. So, that's one of my main memory of this. Because his family, his parents, actually had two VW Beetles. Like, the old ones, not the new ones. Because this was the 80s and early 90s. One of them was yellow, and that was the one that we took. And then one of them was, like, dark blue. Which I don't think I ever rode in that one. But I rode in the yellow one, like, all the time. I always kind of liked VW bugs, though. And let's see. Xanada said my brother had a 78 Rabbit. Love that car. Nothing to it. Easy to work on. See, that's what I like. I like all the modern conveniences and stuff because, like I said, we do want to update. You know, that's why we updated the stereo and everything like that in this car. But honestly, as far as, like, cars and stuff go, it's like there's a lot of neat stuff that they have nowadays that I like. But a lot of the stuff I would never use. And so I don't really need it because it would probably just, like, it's just more shit to break, you know what I mean? I don't need a lot of that stuff. Oh, but what we were saying before was that the guy that we bought the car from across the street, he was very very proudly told us that he never used a computer. Like, I guess his wife had, but he said as soon as she died he took the computer and, like, stuffed it in the garage because he just didn't want to know. And I was just kind of like, I don't know. My grandma was like that, too. Like, she's just like, I don't want to touch it all, and I'm going to break something. And I'm just like, but it's so cool. You can do all this and that and the other thing. She's like, nope. They just don't want to know. Like, I get it, but I don't know. I feel like they're missing out on a lot of stuff. You can do, like, so much. It just makes life so much easier. I don't know why you would want to, like, deny yourself, but it's not scary. It's easy. It's easy to learn. Let's see. Yeah. Man, you guys said, you know what my first car was? My first car was a 1987 Toyota Tercel. And it was a manual. It was a stick shift. So I had to learn to drive a stick shift for that. And it was a cool car, but shit, man. I just felt like I had to fix it, like, all the time. The clutch was always going out. You know? And after a while, like, I think after the third time the clutch went out, I was like, fuck this. It's like, if they were like, hey, $1,200, I'm like, hey, no, I'm selling this fucking car. You know?
What car was it?
A Toyota Tercel. It was an 80.
Toyotas are good, though.
It was an 87, though. Yeah. And it was a manual.
Yeah.
Like I said, the clutch kept shitting the bed on me.
I had a... who... was that you tearing up the clutch?
No, it wasn't me.
It just, yeah.
I didn't even have the car that long. Must have been whoever owned it before me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Somebody did something to that car. I had a Toyota Corolla SR5. I think it was in 1986 or an 87. It was one of the most dependable cars I've ever owned. It was fun to drive, too. And it was a five-speed fucking manual. Had a fastback. I think it had a little fucking, like, sunroof in it. It had a good stereo for the time. I was listening to Skinny Puppy in it all the time. Had good gas mileage.
We still only listen to Skinny Puppy in the new.
Only problem I ever had with that car is that the cats went out and had to get a catalytic converter replaced. And fucking when I was, you know, I was in my late teens. It was before I joined the Army. And that was a lot of money back in those days, to like $185 to replace a damn catalytic converter. I thought it was the end of the fucking world. Remember that shit.
Grampter says, computers are the best thing and the worst thing to happen to humanity. I don't know if I'd say the worst thing, but, I mean, you know, they have a bad side, sure, like everything does, but I would not go back to before we had them.
No.
Like, everything was just such a pain in the ass. I mean, everything's still a pain in the ass, but it was, like, way more of a pain in the ass.
Depends on who you are. Some people haven't adapted, other people can adapt to it.
I guess.
I think it's affecting younger people more than it affects us, because they get involved in social media, and social media becomes their entire world, and then they give up on the damn meeting people in the wild and going face-to-face and going into clubs. And
well, I mean, they don't
try to live online all the time.
They don't have the luxury of having lived before that,
yeah,
and having lived after that.
Yeah.
Like I said, I kind of feel like that's why, you know, people our age, like Gen X type people, we kind of took to it. I mean, we lived most of our youth without that.
Without it, right.
I didn't really have a computer. I mean, I used computers like fucking Apple IIe's and shit like that when I was like in the 80s. But we didn't have a computer like with Windows and shit until I was 5 years out of high school.
Yeah, and no internet really, no social media until very late 90s.
Yeah, not until I was in my 20s.
Social media my didn't mid to late really 20s. Exist, but internet was around in 96 when I got out of the Army, and people were hooking up on it.
Yeah.
And they were buying stuff using ATM cards. And that was mind-blowing to me. But it was only a very few people that actually knew about it.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't have it.
Yeah. So it wasn't quite the same thing. And the people that were using it didn't grow up doing that, I guess you could say. So they had real-world people skills. They could go face-to-face. I mean, they could date and pick up people in clubs and had good social skills. They didn't grow up just computer. Some did, but those dudes failed.
Although I have to say that it's like one of the things that I like about the proliferation of computer shit is that I'm, you know, even when I was growing up and I had to do shit in the real world, I didn't like it because I'm really introverted. I don't like talking on the phone. I don't like doing anything like that. So like when email came along, when social media came along and you could just talk to people on a computer and you didn't have to like look at them in the face and like talk to them, it was like a fucking godsend to people like me. So it's not just people nowadays. But the weird thing is I can't imagine, well, you know, it's not weird to them, like to people that were born after that, but that's all they know. Like they don't know any different. But I like that, even though it sucks being old, but I like being, you know, somebody that experienced both worlds. You know what I mean? Like I didn't really get into the internet, like I said, until I was well out of high school.
Yeah.
So... You know, you kind of had to interact in the wild, whether you wanted to or not.
Yeah. Grandpa says right there. He says, "What do you say?" He says, "If you were on a computer too long, I can't really see it."
Yeah, back in the day, if you were on the computer all the time, you were a dork with no game.
Yeah, yeah. You had to have game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, shit changes, and it's like I never ever wanted to be one of those old people. That was like, these kids today, they don't blah, blah, blah. I never really wanted to be like that.
SideQuest Heroes.
Because everything changes, you know
Katrina's
what I mean?
Katrina's checking out. She says she's got a wine date.
Oh.
Is it with a man or a woman?
Well, what do you think? It's probably a woman.
It could be either. No. She, that's what they, you know, who knows? Who knows? Could be either. She's open.
Just like
she's open to
you going to go like to, is it like a wine tasting or are you just going to go to like a wine place or something? A woman, she says.
Yeah.
Tom asks very personal questions.
It's part of the show.
Like I said, this show should be called like TMI, the show. That's okay. So did somebody
weekend's coming and fucking we're all drinking and we're getting ready to go. And fucking,
hell yeah.
I'm only going to have just this one drink before I drive out of here.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have one more.
Time is it?
It's only 8:23.
And we leave at what?
9:30.
Okay.
We still got like an hour.
Yeah, but we're going to leave around 9:15.
All right, whatever.
Because like it's a long time to get out of here.
Yeah, they don't even
about open. An hour.
They don't open until ten.
Yeah, we got about an hour. Yeah, but I got shit I got to do.
Okay, he's got shit he's got to
do. Yeah.
All right, so we'll be on for another
about an hour.
Hour-ish.
Yeah.
45 minutes. Did somebody say like when I was making a drink? Did somebody say that they wanted to see a series in the car?
Yeah.
A porn series in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
We were thinking about doing that.
Yeah.
We were thinking about doing that. The car's big enough, for sure.
We're going to bring a sex doll with us.
Yeah. Okay. We showed you guys. We have the head.
We got the head. We don't have the body yet.
The body is on the way.
I don't know if you guys haven't seen the head. I'll bring the head in.
I'm excited about it. It's just like, well, and it's cool because it's like you can put, like, because I have a million wigs. It's like you can put different wigs on her. She's bald. You know what I mean?
It's an elf.
Yeah, she's got, like, pointy elf ears.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, it was very important to us that it's, like, we don't really want it to look like... We want it to look kind of like a human, but not like an actual human, because that's weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a little bit weird.
Yeah, not like... They have some look like actual humans, but...
Because it's, like, human. I would feel bad if it looked, like, too much like a person. It's, like, hey, just go in the closet, because guests are coming
over. I wanted it to look more like a fantasy character.
Yeah, so we did. Yeah. So we kind of we agreed on let's get an elf that looks enough like a person, but it still like doesn't
we got
look
this
like
body on order. It's fucking stacked, man. It's voluptuous as shit.
Yeah, we
and I don't know if it's gonna go right with this head because
we'll see
head,
how it looks.
This head is really like something for on a fucking little petite skinny thing. Really is what it probably.
But the thing about it is that.
I can always get another head to match the body.
I mean, like, well, yeah, and that's what... Because we wanted to get the head first, because we were like, the head was cheaper. And so we were like, well, we want to see what the quality is like before we get into getting it a body, because they're expensive. So when we were, like, looking at the bodies, all of the bodies we liked were like, is this too big for the head? Is it going to look like... Is her head going to look too small? Because it does kind of look like, because she's an elf... Yeah. You kind of feel like, oh, maybe it'll look better with, like, a little twiggy kind of, but we don't really like that body style as much.
That's the head. And it's heavy.
We wanted something, like, voluptuous. Because this is going to be for videos, right? So we need something, like, I think it'll be okay. I don't know where the head, where the body is at the moment. It's, like, on the way here.
Yeah.
But... And like, and that's my wig, right?
Yeah.
That's not the wig she came with. That's my wig.
Yeah.
But yeah, see, she's got like a little pointy ears. But yeah, so she looks like a person, but not exactly like a person. It's nice quality, though.
Yeah.
They're not cheap, though, I'm going to say. Thank you very much, Titanic Discussions. Gave us a very nice super chat. We, the 13 o'clock viewers, should endeavor to always buy Jenny and Tom dinner for their live shows. Many hours of quality entertainment every week. Thanks, and please keep the show going. Have a good night, everyone. Thank you very much. I mean, we do this because...
Thank you very much.
It's fun. We enjoy doing these. Yeah. You know what I mean? Even if I wasn't making any money on them, I would still do them because they're fun. But you know what I mean? And especially the Friday night show. I really like the Friday night show. I look forward to it, like, all week long.
Dan's going, what did I walk into?
You should be used to that shit by now.
Yeah.
But like I said,
head is kind of small. I don't...
We're going to see how... The body is not... Because, okay.
I think the body
so here's the
a
thing.
5 foot tall person.
I think we maybe talked about this on one of the other shows. But I said to Tom, I was like, well, the problem is that if we get this little twiggy, skinny ass body... Then if I do a video with it, I'll look like a moose. So it's just kind of, you know what I mean?
I don't know if you'll look like a moose, but...
So I was just kind of like, so we need something that is like the same size as me.
Yeah.
Or a little bit bigger than me. Also
smaller.
So she can wear my clothes.
Yeah, yeah. She's going to be about 5 feet tall.
So we can put different outfits on her and we don't have to like buy new clothes for her that are a different size than I am.
Yeah, right.
So it's just kind of like, because I have like a fuck ton of clothes that
we can
put on. I
think she's going to be between 5 feet and 5'5".
Yeah.
Something like that.
I mean, the one that we got is... How tall is she?
It says 5 feet.
Okay,
but I don't
know if
that's with or without the head.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, see, I don't really know how they...
I was trying to find the stats. It weighs 110 pounds.
Okay.
The body does.
And the body is bigger than me, but not that much bigger.
No.
Like, my clothes would probably still fit her.
Yeah.
The tits are bigger, I think.
Not by much.
But not by much.
Not by much.
I just want something a little bit bigger than I am.
Yeah.
I don't want
She's got a bigger ass and bigger hips than you.
That's true. Yeah, she's got a big, huge ass and big hips. Yeah. Which, like I said, that's fine. I don't really want... But like I said, I didn't really want anything that was like super scrawny or like a little... And I'm just like, I'll just look like this big, huge fucking elephant like next to this
Although they do that a lot. They do that a lot in the industry. Where they'll have like mismatches. Like that. It turns out okay. You just have to shoot it the right way.
I know, but it's like, you know how I do.
Little skinny girl with fuck some big fucking voluptuous chick or, you know, whatever. It just depends on how you shoot it.
I'm getting better. I know I'm not, like, enormous, but it's like, I don't really want to, like...
No, you look fine.
I don't really want to, like, be next.
She's getting fucking stacked, man. I watched her workout today. She was lifting.
Yeah, I did my gym today. Twice a week.
Yeah. She looks very different from the last
get in there in a gym.
Video that we posted. He looks a lot better.
Yeah.
She's getting real fucking hourglass shape. Her fucking booty's fucking... She's getting real muscular.
Well,
another year from now, she's going to be fucking...
I've lost some weight in the middle part, too, which, like I said, because I've been doing a lot of, like, core. We have that... What is that thing called?
I don't know what that thing's called. It's called Roman chair.
Oh, a Roman chair. Yeah. Okay, so, like, where you kind of, like, bend over and you kind of do these...
Yeah.
Like, and it's supposed to, like, work on your core and your, like, lower back and, like, your waist and stuff.
You did that today?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't see that. I wasn't there for that.
No, you didn't hear me, like, grunting?
Yeah, I didn't know what that was.
I did, like, 100 of those fucking things.
All right, yeah, good.
Jesus Christ.
It works your back, too.
I just finally got to, because I have really bad, I don't know if this was because I always had inner ear issues as a child. I have really bad balance issues. Like, even walking down the stairs in the house, I'm just kind of like, oh. It's like I always feel kind of dizzy. Plus, I have super low blood pressure. So the first time, like, Tom's like, hey, I bought this, the Roman chair thing. And you can do sit-ups with it, too. But you put it, it's like these little pads, and you kind of, like, lean against it, and then the...
You pull your...
The top, up. Yeah, the top half of your body is, like, you kind of lean over like that, and then you pull yourself up by your own weight. Yeah.
A reverse sit-up.
So it's, like, the first time I did that, and he was just like, but just lean over like that, and I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm gonna fall, and it was just, like,
you can't fall, though.
It was this whole thing. I'm like, oh, I'll find a way, believe me. But yeah, I kind of got used to it.
Here, stand up, Jen.
I kind of got used to it
now. Stand up, Jen.
Oh, I have to stand up now?
Stand up, yeah. Stand up and face that way.
Face this way.
Yeah. I'm going to show you guys. Now, spread your legs. Okay. Farther. Okay.
I don't know what you're doing back there.
That's kind of what she's got going on. Let me see. The camera.
I don't know what you're doing back there.
No. Just kind of showing development here. Okay. Can't really see. No, she's gotten a lot more V-taper with smaller waist. Booty coming in. Legs. Turn around. She's just,
Yeah.
She's just looking real good. She's getting
well. I mean, I'm actually like okay with going out without a corset on now.
Yeah.
So, which makes life a lot easier. That's for sure.
Yeah, she's got her own internal corset now.
Sorry, we're making everybody like seasick.
Nah. You're all right.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it took me a long time to get used to that Roman chair thing. I actually kind of, I like that exercise. Yeah. But it took me a long time because it made me really dizzy. It still does. Like, I have to do, I do a set, and then I have to get off and be like, whoa. You know what I mean? Tom doesn't understand, but it's just kind of like, I told him, like, dude, every single time I, like, get up off the floor or, like, something like that, it's just, I'm like, the whole room is spinning.
SideQuest says it's a chick she's meeting. They're going to meet up and drink wine. SideQuest says she's one of my online friends. She's an Army vet. She's an Army veteran.
Murder Horton said, how's the Primo working?
She's on Primo and Deca.
Yeah, Tom decided that he was going to go.
She's running both.
And he's doing them. He does the injections. You do the ass injections.
Yeah, glute.
One in each cheek.
Yeah, I'll
How many times is it? Once a week? Twice a week?
Once a week.
Okay. I don't remember when it is.
Once a week, yeah.
Tom keeps track of that.
I don't think I gave you a DECA this time, though. Was it?
I don't know. I don't know what you did.
No, I think it was just Primo.
This just goes to show how much I trust you, because it's just like, I don't even know what you're putting in that fucking syringe, man.
Just Primo. Primobolan is a very well known, used fucking anabolic. It's got a very good fucking safety fucking margin, and real popular with females. It's not quite as strong, or it's not quite as anabolic as, say, testosterone per milligram of it. But it's a lot better tolerated, so you can give a lot more of that than you could testosterone to a female. A guy can fucking just soak that shit up, take a bunch of it. It has very little impact, or very little negative impact on you. It's good shit. It's just the problem is that it's expensive. It's not worth it for me. I mean, I can take hard shit that's cheap. I can do Tren. Go crazy on it. But
please
I just
don't.
Do DECA. Please. I do DECA. Yeah, DECA and fucking test.
I know we talk about that a lot, but Jesus.
I said, fuck it, man. I'm not even doing any steroids anymore. I'm just fucking doing test. Dude, 800 milligrams of testosterone.
Like I said, that seems
week,
to
800
be,
a week.
That seems to be the thing that you react best to.
Yeah, just test.
You seem to be in a better mood, and it's just kind of like,
I don't think the anabolic steroids are fucking, I don't think, I don't, for me, they didn't have a huge impact unless you're going to take a whole bunch of it, like doing 400 milligrams a test and like maybe 1,000 milligrams of, you know, something like Primo or something else, then that might have an effect. But if not, just take a bunch of tests, man, 500, 800. Now, here's the thing. I'm an old guy. It's very different. You couldn't, I don't think you could give 800 to a young guy and not have some kind of repercussions, because a younger person has a healthy endocrine system of a young, and they're trying to make their normal hormonal outputs. And you start throwing other shit in there, it's going to try to counteract it. That's what a healthy system will do. But old guys don't even bother fighting it. Our system doesn't even counteract it. You just inject it and it goes, yeah, okay. So I don't have any kind of estrogenic fucking responses. I'm not even taking estrogen blockers or anything. I just don't need them. I've just slowly built up an acceptance for it. I got a real high tolerance for testosterone. I don't know if a young guy could take as much as I could. It probably
takes a lot.
I don't even get acne from taking that.
No,
much.
You don't.
No. Just every now and then, maybe something.
I've never ever seen any kind of.
No.
I never got acne either. Isn't that weird? No. Like every now and then, it's just kind of. I was just lucky, I guess. Like I know some people, it's like it's, you know, they were like, man, they get so much, and it's just kind of like. But I was lucky in that regard. I never got it.
Some guys will inject what I'm injecting, and they'll fucking have to take hormone blockers, or they'll get gynecomastia. You know, bitch tits. Because the estrogenic response,
right,
trying to fight it and balance it out, fucking will give. You'll grow tits. You know what I mean? Fucking The Rock had tits. I could see where he went in there and fucking changed. I saw some scars on him where he went in there and fucking had some
got him like reduced,
out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking, but.
Well, you know.
But me, I don't. He was young when he did that, so I didn't have.
Any yeah, you kind never of, had anything like
never
that.
Never had any kind of estrogenic responses or gyno or anything.
Nope.
I can inject a shit ton of test and barely get like nipped up. That's it. Which is one of the side effects. You'll nip up a little bit. A little bit, but not,
like
nothing
said,
bad. I just
TMI,
don't respond to it.
The show.
I just build muscle and fucking burn fat.
But see, I love TMI shit.
Yeah.
I love TMI shit.
Yeah.
Well, like, the more we get
into... This is an educational show.
The more we get into, like, TMI kind of stuff, it's the more I enjoy it. Honestly.
Yeah.
It's a lot more fun than, like, talking
about
it. Now,
I do take Clomid. That is an estrogen... That is a hormone blocker. But what it does is it blocks the receptors in your fucking nuts. So it can't see the amount of testosterone that's in your system. It thinks there's none there. So it keeps making tests.
Right.
It thinks that your testosterone's low because it's blind.
Oh,
you're blinding your own nuts. If you don't do that, then blinding your own nuts. Because if you don't do that, you're injecting all this test and your fucking nuts will see all that testosterone in your bloodstream and go, oh shit, I got plenty. I could just take a vacation. I don't need to work.
Yeah, I'm just gonna lay on a beach in Cabo San Lucas with a margarita.
Yeah, your nuts will get little. You're fucking. It's basically like when a woman goes on birth control. You know, you'll be shooting blanks, shutting down.
I mean, it's not exactly the same. That's really not her.
No, it is.
I mean, slightly.
If you give a woman a bunch of estrogen, she'll shut down. It's the same thing because she thinks she's pregnant, so ovulation stops. It's the same thing with a guy. You put a bunch of test in there, you'll think you have test. You can just shut down.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we got that covered.
That's why, you know, they're talking about needing to make a pill for the man, for a male birth control pill. They had that. It's called Test. But they didn't want to fucking get all these fucking testosterone-boosted dudes running around everywhere. They're difficult to control.
Probably not a great idea.
Oh, it's a great idea. It's just that people that want to run shit wouldn't be able to run shit. Because, you know, they'd be going like, you need to get to work. No, fuck you. You know what? I think you're overqualified. I don't think you're qualified to tell me what to do. Matter of fact, I want your job. Because you start to become real dominant.
Yeah, but then you might end up like those motherfuckers on that American Monster show like we were watching. It's like, you know what? I think I'm just going to go shoot a bunch of random people.
Yeah, but I don't know. Probably
because of my loser life.
What would probably happen is they'd be a damn political. There'd probably be a big new political party would form of these fucking ultra macho motherfuckers saying, these men are too weak to tell us what to do. We're going to fucking take over. That's what would happen.
I mean, I kind of feel like that.
That's what would happen. See, these dudes are too fucking... pussy. We're going to take over. We can run this
Pussies
shit.
Are nice. Don't use that as an insult.
Well, no. It's okay on a woman. It's not good on a dude.
Whatever. Oracle says, waves at Jenny.
I'm not into
hey.
Boy pussy.
Well, they, boys don't have pussies.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, boys have pussies. Ask all these fucking gays we got in here. Ask Zach. Zach, there's boy pussy in there.
Zach's not in here.
He's not here?
Oracle sent me pictures of her kitties earlier.
Yeah.
And I was very excited about it. Like, her kitty, Luna, looks kind of like our little Bambi. Yeah. Or, as I said, Miss Bambi Dakota Underfoot, as I call her, because she follows me around everywhere. Everywhere. Oracle also says, "Hey, Tom, we made your carne asada for Monday supper, and it turned out great."
Oh,
from
what?
The
oh,
from the cookbook.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who made that?
Oracle did.
Oracle did? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What'd you eat it with? It's probably just tortillas.
And she also says, is it really a sidetracks without TMI? Like I said, yeah. It's not fun without TMI.
Yeah.
I love TMI.
Yeah.
Tammy said, I'm going to go around and ask guys if their nuts are blind.
Yeah, my nuts are blind. They don't know what's going on. They just keep making testosterone.
They don't know what's going on.
They don't know.
They think they're getting people pregnant.
Yeah.
And by people, I mean me. Oracle said, reportedly, the clinical trials for a male birth control pill stopped because the patients whinged about the side effects, which were a lot like women experience on the pill.
Of course.
Well, like I said, dudes are going to whine.
Dudes are going to cry. They're going to cry about that.
They're going to whine. Women are just kind of like, well, this sucks, but you got to do what you got to do. Right. But dudes are going to be like, no, it's the worst thing ever.
Look, I'm going to tell you all something.
Dudes are weak sauce.
I'm going to tell you women something.
Oh, are you? Oh.
I'm going to tell you something.
Oh, good.
I fuck with all these hormones and shit. I've been shut down before, turned it back on, fucking went crazy on trend. I do not believe in female birth control. That's the worst thing you can do. I understand the impact of hormones. Women should not be on any form of hormones.
Well, I will tell you that
it will change your destiny.
In my limited experience, I was on birth control from my late teens, maybe 19, 20, until my mid-30s. And I didn't have any side effects at all.
Well, you don't
really
know.
No, I'm just saying I didn't have any side effects at all. But then I went off them for a time, and then I went back on them. And I'm not entirely certain that it was the same exact pill, because they do have different ones. And then at that stage, I did have a lot of side effects in the sense that I acted like a crazy person.
Yeah.
But I had never had that happen before, and I gained a lot of weight too, which I had never had that. I didn't have that for like 15 years.
Yeah, for me... What I know about it now, and I know the male side of this too, you know what I mean, about hypermasculinity and fucking around and having like four times what a human is supposed to have of fucking testosterone and shit. Some of the female birth control, not all of it, but the hormonal birth control that they give to these women, their estrogen levels are too high. They now start to think, act, and kind of feel like a pregnant woman. And they start making decisions the way a pregnant woman. They start choosing men that a pregnant woman would like. It affects their life outcome. It makes them less aggressive. It makes them less sexual is another thing that it does to them. It's better to just have a normal fucking cycle that nature intended. And get in trouble with that. Get pregnant.
Or no thanks.
Meet a man. Or no, do something thanks. That's much better. Or you don't have to get pregnant.
You I mean, that's a whole use, other...
A woman should have a sex drive.
Well, everyone... Shit, I mean, I'm not saying everyone should, because I guess some people don't, but you know.
Most of that shit does things like dampens a woman's sex drive way down. And it also makes women choose men that they normally wouldn't choose. Makes them choose real kind of...
The thing about it, though, is that, again, I was on birth control for a long time. Probably, like, well, almost the entirety of my first marriage. And it didn't dampen my sex drive at all. I mean, I've always had a very high sex drive and still did. With that on, it didn't make me gain any weight. Didn't make me act like a crazy person. Not that anybody told me, anyway. And I didn't feel any different on it. It was only after I'd been on it for a long time, and then I went off it for a few years, and then I went back on it, and I don't know if that was the same formulation that I took later on, but that, and it might have been the same formulation, and I was just older, you know what I mean, and it affected me differently, because I had just
could have been that you went off of that shit, and then when you tried to get back on there, your endocrine system rebelled against it. I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, possibly. It's possibly. Yeah, it well, like I said, I wasn't really keeping track of it because, like I said, I'd always been on it. Like a lot of women are. They don't really think about it. So it's just like, you know, you don't want to get pregnant, so you just do it. So that's what you do. And it's just
birth control is not a good trade-off. I know, honestly, I
didn't have a problem with it for a long time.
What's better is just mechanical, which is fucking condoms and the fucking pull-out method.
And the fucking abortion method.
There's different ways to do it.
Depending on
what state. Well, that's how it is. You can... There are ways.
Well, obviously, but...
There are ways. I'm a man. I can...
And you don't have...
I can have sex with a woman and not get her pregnant. I know how to do it. Okay? Mm. These women get pregnant from these dudes. They're lying. They did that shit on purpose.
That's not true.
I think they did.
That's not true. I think that is a fucked up thing to say, Tom.
I'm not going to... Man, you want me to use this kind of language? You know when you're seeping. You can tell. There's other things that you can do. You cannot get a woman pregnant through oral sex. You can't. That's another method.
Well, nobody said that.
Yeah. I'm saying, if you get a woman pregnant, you kind of got her pregnant on purpose. You knew what you were doing.
Okay.
From the man's point of view, yeah.
Oh. I thought you meant, like, if the woman got pregnant, no. It was her fault.
No. If a man gets a woman pregnant,
that's what it sounded like.
He knew what he was doing. It was his fault. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he should have fucking wrapped that shit.
Should have wrapped it.
Or got a vasectomy.
Or
if he really didn't want to get anybody
pregnant. There's all kinds of oral games you can do. You can fucking go back door. You can do whatever. You can use the fucking rhythm method if you can't.
Although, like I said, that's not super effective.
It's effective if the sperm count's low. But the thing is that some dudes can't hold their water. You remember that fucking what was that movie with fucking hold your water, fucking Sybil. Some dudes
that was about pee.
What's that?
Yeah, she was making her daughter not pee.
Yeah, I know. But fucking, but I was just saying that some dudes can't hold it.
I mean,
fucking let that shit get the better of you.
If you're a dude and you really do not want children,
don't have sex that way.
Either one, don't have sex.
Yeah.
Two, wear a condom.
Yeah.
Three, do anal.
Yeah, if she
or just do oral.
Yeah. Yeah, there's all kinds of ways you can do it.
All kind of ways. You go P&B, there's a possibility. Yeah. And then you're going to be on the hook for that shit, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
Because you knew what you were doing. You know how that works, right? Yeah. You know how that works. So you are also on the hook for that. Sorry.
And women can get pregnant on the pill anyway.
Yes. Well, it's not...
It happens.
Well, yeah, I've known a lot of people. Yeah. It is very effective.
Yeah.
I was on it for 14 years in my first marriage and never got pregnant.
I know.
But I do know at least two women that got pregnant while they were on the pill.
I know a trans girl who got her wife pregnant. In other words, it's a man who transitioned into a female, got his female wife pregnant. And the hormones shouldn't have been... He should have been shut down. He did it anyway. Shit happens.
Well...
Shit happens.
Like I said, you should never...
They're proud. They're happy to have the baby. The baby just got born.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Yeah. They're happy about it, so it's not... It's not bad.
It's not a secret or anything. But by the book, his hormonal profile shouldn't have been able to support that. Because he was on, basically, birth control.
Right, but...
But it happened anyway.
Sure. Well, like I said, even hormonal birth control, and they tell you this when they give you the birth control pill.
I said he, I'm sorry, it should have been, it was a she.
Well, yeah.
But I'm trying to keep it straight for the listener.
No, it's, you know.
I don't want the biological male, trans female.
Don't be a butthole.
Shouldn't have been able to get his biological wife.
Yeah,
pregnant,
but he should.
Yeah.
And.
It did, yeah.
That's two different things. Like I said. The birth control pill that the woman usually takes, that most women take, is very effective, but it's only about 99% effective. So it's like 1% that translates to a lot of people over as many people are taking it. like I said, I took it for 13, 14 years when I was married. I never got pregnant, but, you know, so it was effective for me, but I knew at least two people that got pregnant on that stuff. So it does happen.
Makes you wonder, though.
You got to watch.
Shutting that menstrual cycle down for such a long period of time.
It doesn't.
That,
well, my.
What does that do?
No.
Do the eggs
my
stay
pill,
up in there?
No. My pill did not do that.
Oh, it didn't? Okay.
Well, okay. Here's. And I maybe a lot of dudes don't know this. And again, this may be TMI. What they do when they give you the birth control pill.
Yeah.
They give you 3 weeks of the hormone.
Yeah.
And then a week of. Placebo.
Okay.
That's when you're supposed to have your period.
Okay.
Now, your period is substantially lessened.
It's like a weak one.
Which, like I said, that's they give birth control pills not just to people that are not trying to get pregnant, but also to women that have, like, a really hard time with their periods because it does make your period a lot better. Like, you don't have all the cramps. You don't have as much bleeding. It's right. just, it's much better. So, it's just kind of like, but what some women will do, and this is not endorsed, like the doctors do not tell you this because they give you the 4 weeks they give you, it's 3 weeks of live shit and four and 1 week of not live shit. You know what I mean? Where there's where you're supposed to have your period.
SideQuest just gave us a $20 fucking
thank you very much.
We had a good night tonight. $40 for a fucking what you call it?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
SideQuest Hero.
We love y'all.
Aw, we love you.
Have a good date.
Yeah, you have a good time with that. Have some good wine.
Yeah, send me some pictures.
Oh, Tom wants to see the pictures.
Yeah, I want to see all my other friends send me pictures. I send them pictures. Look at Jen's face. That's
don't
not
be,
true.
Don't be desperate.
It's not true.
But what I'm saying is that generally, what you're supposed to do, the prescription they give you, 3 weeks of live pills.
Yeah.
1 week of placebo.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed, you have to take it every day at the same time. So it's just kind of like, they're like, well, we're giving this 1 week of the, like, they don't really do anything, but we just don't want you to forget about it. You know what I mean? So it's like, they do that. And that's the week you're supposed to have your period. It is substantially lessened. So that's nice. But, you know what I mean? So, but some women went off brand because they're like, I don't want to have a period, which, like I said, I don't blame them because they suck. But at least mine sucked. So it's like, so they're just like, I'm just not going to take that week of placebo, and I'm just going to keep on taking the live ones and not ever have a period. So that's not what they prescribe, actually. But, like, women are just doing that on their own because they don't want to have a period.
13K Superfan said he got his hand pregnant many times.
He got his,
Man, was it the right hand or the left hand? Yeah. What happens if you get both pregnant at the same time?
Oh, no.
All right.
Then you're going to have to, like, pay all kinds of, like, child support to both, of your, hands.
Says maybe she'll send some pictures later. Bye-bye. Okay. It's almost time for us to go. Anyway, it's almost towards the end.
It's
of the
not.
Show.
It's only, like...
It's almost time.
We still have, like...
We'll give them another 15 minutes.
We still have, like, 20 minutes. Calm down.
We'll be good.
But so, yeah. So what I'm saying is that they don't prescribe that you don't have a period. They want you to have a period.
Yeah. Because you got to get those eggs out of there.
I mean, that's it doesn't really, it's not a big deal. Like, if you don't, if that doesn't happen, they just absorb back in. It's not, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah?
You know, no, it doesn't do anything.
They're not sitting around in dry storage forever?
No. Okay. No.
They're being made.
Right, but it's just kind of like, just like anything else. They just absorb back in.
I thought a woman was born with the amount of eggs that she was going to have, and then grow from there.
They do, but it's just kind of like, if they don't, like, come out, they're just like, eh, whatever. It's just kind of like, it just absorbs back in.
All these mysteries of the women, man.
That's what I mean. Well, see, it's, you don't know. That's what I'm telling you. But I'm like, when they prescribe that stuff to you, they're like, oh, well, ideally, you will have a period, but it will be, like, less than your other period. So we're going to give you this week of placebo.
Yeah.
Where you're supposed to have your period. So I did it right, like, the whole time. But some women, like I said, go off brand, and they're like, fuck that. I'm just going to throw away the placebo pills, and I'm just going to take... the regular pills the whole time, so they never have a period. Which, like I said, I get it.
13 Camp Fam said he got both hands pregnant. So, 13 Camp Fam, you want to see these videos with the doll? I think they'd be good, because I've seen other videos that these girls are making with the dolls. It's hot. It's hot.
Also, can
they're
we...
they're shot the right way.
Can we
they're
say, fun. Too,
yeah.
that we not only got the doll, But I got... Are you going to say what it is?
Yeah, it's a strap-on for the
doll. I got a strap-on.
For the doll. And I said, don't get any fucking...
Yeah, last night he was like, I know you got a strap-on now, but it's like, don't get any ideas. I was like, I would never, Tom. It's like he thinks I'm going to sneak up on him with the shit.
Got to have a strap-on on the doll.
I mean...
Yeah.
Or I can have the strap on and we can have the doll. It's like I said, there's all kind of like options that we can
do. In the back seat with the car with the fucking doll and the strap on.
Sure.
Yeah. Outside.
But Tom seems kind of worried about it.
So I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it.
You did say last night, don't get any ideas.
Don't get any ideas now. You got to sit right there.
I would never do that like without someone's consent. What do you think?
I knew I had to say that though just to fuck with you.
I had thought about that because I said, I know he's going to say this shit when I said that I ordered that. He's like, don't you sneak up on me. I would never. I wouldn't do something like that against someone's consent. That's like, that's fucked up. You know what I mean?
I'll roll over and that bitch coming at me with some big old fucking...
I'll just be like...
What the fuck? No! I'm fucking... She's holding me down.
Love it.
I know!
You love it.
She's got the camera on me and shit.
Yeah.
Action cam. God, this is terrible.
You would not be like this. You'd be like, all right.
When do I be like, all right.
You'd probably be like, all right. All right.
Fucking Jen. Fucking Jen, man.
He'd probably, look, I know you.
I'm just waiting for you know me? You just think you can talk me into that shit, huh? If you talk me into that shit, that shit's going to be on fucking video. We're going to make motorcycle fucking level money with that.
I told you. We can make a lot of money with that. We can make a lot of money with that.
Some woman dive off into my ass like that. That's fucking crazy.
It's not crazy.
I'm crazy. I'm not that crazy.
We'll see.
Look at her. She's already fucking plotting and planning. Already fucking plotting.
Like I said, I would never do anything
with that. She's talking shit. And I'm just thinking about going out tonight. It's going to be a good night tonight.
I hope so.
I think all the baby bats are going to be out.
I hope so.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
Tammy says, Tom is so anxious to leave us like he doesn't even love us anymore.
No, because I got to get ready to fucking take this car ride. I got the new fucking stereo I got to fuck with. And we're going to drive down to the club. It's going to be good.
I mean, you know, we don't have to leave like right now.
You're going to see my new pimp mobile. See, that's where I need those that's where I need all those lights and shit when I show up. On the magic carpet, the American Magic V8 carpet.
So are we going to like, so is everybody going to come out and like we're going to turn all the lights in the car and we're going to like...
It'd be like a club outside.
Everybody can watch us.
Because there's an outside scene of the club too. They're outside the club doing shit.
Well, that's kind of the coolest thing about it because...
Yeah.
Like I said, it's in like the warehouse district. So it's in a warehouse. It's in like a pickleball court is what it is.
Yeah, he's got a club set in the pickleball.
I mean, and he owns it. Like the guy that owns the club, he owns the pickleball court. So he has like a nightclub in the part of it. So it's just kind of like the parking lot. Everybody, there's a whole thing. There's like a little fire. It's not like even a fire pit, but it's like a little kind of thing where everybody sits around.
Like a little barbecue pit.
Yeah, like a little barbecue pit. And like everybody goes out there, just like, hey, we're going to go smoke weed or like go drink in our cars or go fuck in our cars or whatever it is they're doing. Like I said, there's nobody else around. So it's kind of cool like that. It's kind of cool like that. Victor says, every time I see a pegging meme, I said, you do, don't you? He does, yeah. I mean, I would never do it without someone's consent. That is fucked up. But maybe someday I'll be able to talk him into it. But the thing about it, well, like, one of the things I was just kind of like, well, we got the sex doll. We were talking about this for a long time. Because I was like, we can make some videos with that. And I said... and actually he said it before me, but I had the idea, but I didn't tell him about it. And I was like, maybe I should get like a strap on. We can like do a whole thing with the sex doll. We can make like all these different videos. What's like, I can have the strap on. She can have the strap on. It's like a whole thing. And then it's just kind of like, so I ordered it and then I was just kind of like, and I said, I know he's going to say like, don't you even fucking think about it.
We're back on this.
You know what I mean? No, we never moved on from that.
All that damn.
High Desert says
citrus juice I was drinking.
Why should he love us? He's got a doll.
We got mini dolls. Got this one. Got the other one.
Well, I'm a person though.
Yeah. You're a love doll though. I'll call you doll.
What?
I'll call you doll.
I mean, I am a person, though, right? Yeah. You remember that also.
You got a little run here, so.
Yeah, okay? I know. Okay. I mean, it's not like I can do not anything about it. No one's going to notice, hopefully. Victor says, Jenny, would you be turned off if y'all tried it and Tom really liked it?
No, Jenny wouldn't be.
No, I would not be turned off at all. I would be all into that.
She'd be trying to get it bigger and bigger and bigger. Oh. Next thing you know, she's coming at me with a goddamn fire extinguisher.
Exactly. I would be like, oh, let's see what we can do with this. Yeah. He knows me. But like I said, mutual respect. It's mutual respect. I would never do anything that anybody didn't want to do. So he's just like, no, you're not doing that. I was like, okay, that's fine. But like I said, we get the doll. I can do it to the doll. We'll see. We'll make some videos of it. We'll upload them. We'll see how it goes. I'm kind of excited to get it. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. But like I said, I thought it was funny because I did kind of think of it. But then last night he was just kind of like, just randomly, he was just kind of like, don't get any ideas with that stuff that you ordered. And I was like, I knew he was going to say that. That's fucking hilarious. Hilarious. Jamie says pegging time. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we'll see. Like I said, maybe I can talk him in, but if I can't talk him into it, it's fine. I'm not, you know, it's not like a hill I'm willing to die on. It's not like a big thing or anything like that, but it's just something I tease him about. But if he doesn't want me to do it, I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. It's not really that big of a deal, but it is kind of funny to like talk about, and it's funny to like tease him about it because it's funny to tease you about it because you're very sensitive about it.
I'm not very sensitive about it.
Yeah, you are.
She's trying to make it that way.
I don't know, man. You brought it up. I didn't even mention it last night. You're laying there. We're laying there in bed.
See the game?
She's going
playing,
to sleep.
See how she
and
does?
She's just like, by the way.
She is a fucking expert in psychological warfare, okay? Don't fuck.
That's what I mean.
I know
don't
her.
Fuck with me, man.
I know her. All
don't
right?
fuck fucking, with me.
I know how she is.
But like I said, I didn't bring it up. You did.
Tammy says she loves watching me squirm over it.
You did.
So I does she. That's why she does it.
I do too.
Yeah.
Well, it's just... I love you, Tom.
Me too, man.
But it is very funny.
It's 9:02.
Watching you being uncomfortable.
It's 9:02.
It is funny watching you being uncomfortable. Denny says an unboxing video short of the doll would be legit. Oh, maybe we should do that.
Yeah.
That bitch is
heavy. It doesn't have... Let me see the tracking.
Yeah, when is it showing up?
It was still in China last time I saw it. It had been being shipped out. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Hopefully the body turns out. I hope the head doesn't look too small.
No, we'll the see. Head might look too small.
Why no, it'll be all right. We'll Maybe see. We can put like a big wig on
her. See, the thing is that it probably wouldn't matter in the videos that we're doing because a lot of the stuff is going to be short kind of 10-minute clips of just basic bullshit. We got to... So the head won't be a fucking...
Well, because honestly, like, a lot of the videos...
The perspective is not going to be...
There's fucking, not a huge amount, because we did some research, as we usually do.
Yeah.
Of, like, other people that were doing shit with sex dolls. There's not a huge amount, but most of them... And honestly, like, a lot of people bought the ones that didn't even have heads or arms or legs or anything, which to me is, like, kind of freaky, but okay.
Yeah. They bought real cheap shit.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, and I get that. Because sex dolls, like, really nice sex dolls are kind of expensive. So I get that, like, if you just get one that's a torso that doesn't have a head or legs or anything like that. Like, there's a lot of ones like that. But, which is...
Package is in Zhongguai something or other. Fucking left the carrier facility on March 5th.
Okay, so that was, like, 3 days ago.
Yeah, so it's on a ship.
All right.
It was a $600 body that we got for $250.
Yeah, we got a good deal on it.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's just kind of like...
Yeah. I'll show
Oracle it. Says, have you picked out a name for the doll?
No.
And Tammy said, we could vote on a name. I don't know. Like, we talked about that, and I'm just kind of like, maybe we shouldn't, because that would be, like, a weird. Yeah. Then be, like, a person. Like I said, if we had to, like, stuff her in a closet and people were coming over, I would feel really bad. Like, if it had... But that's the body.
Yeah.
That's the body. that we got. But like I said, we got a good deal on it. So that's normally like a $600 odd.
Yeah. As soon as I bought it, went back and looked at it, and it went up to $690.
But we got it for like $200 something. Yeah. It was on sale.
I guess it was an introductory price.
Oracle said you can name her Buster.
Yeah. And it's got the it's got a metallic skeleton, fully articulated. It's one of the deluxe ones.
Yeah, it's a nice one.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see.
It's going to be about 110 pounds.
I mean, hopefully it'll work out. Hopefully it'll work out.
We'll see.
I mean, I want to make some more videos. We haven't made it in a while.
Yeah.
But we've been busy doing other shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We just haven't got around to it. There's the booty. Tom's very into it.
Make some good videos with that.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it, you know, it's good because it's something that we can use that is like you don't necessarily have to have a third person.
You don't have to hire anybody.
You don't have to hire anybody, but you have to pay them, and it's just kind of like...
They're anime dolls. Off the anime scene.
Stuff. Yeah. That's super white, yeah. They got all kinds.
They got all kinds.
They even have ones, can we even say about this? But they even have ones that are like, that look like...
Children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, like I said, I'm not... I think we've talked about that before. I'm not really sure how I feel about that because, like, Tom showed me the ones and I was just kind of like, whoa, yeah, that's really disturbing. But in a way, that might be good, though.
Well, that's what they were doing. I just saw a thing that they were talking about it in the house. It was either the House or the Senate. Somebody was trying to ban them, and they had another psychologist on. They said, "No, fucking,
you should
be better. Just go ahead and let them out there.
Yeah, probably just let them
prevent a lot of fucking victimization."
That's what. That's kind of where I'm falling on it too.
Yeah.
Because like, look, if it just prevents one person that would do that in real life, like if he could just buy that and be happy with that and not victimize real people, then that's a win. So, yeah, they're disturbing. But I would rather that than...
They're not disturbing to look at. Real people. They're not disturbing to look at because they just look like normal girls of the ages that they are.
Yeah.
It's just it's funny that they're functional. Let's just put it that way. That's what those dudes are doing with them. But at least they're not doing that to a real person.
I wonder if those dudes that order those are like on a list somewhere.
Yeah, I would think I'd put them bitches on a list.
I would imagine.
I think I'd put them bitches on a list. Like, where are those dolls going? And like, are there any problems in those areas?
We're keeping track of that.
Yeah, I kind of think.
I mean, I would hope that you would.
Yeah, I kind of think I'd keep an eye on that.
Because you don't know. You know, I'm just saying that it's like, yeah, that dude might never do anything other than order some dolls, but...
You know what's on his mind.
Right. So just keep an eye.
And here's the thing.
Keep an eye on that dude is all I'm saying.
Those things are on Amazon. You don't have to go to fucking...
It's like they're not...
They're on Amazon.
No. Yep.
Now, there's some other things that are kind of like weird, but I don't know. Maybe they're not that weird. Some of these dolls are only 2 or 3 feet tall. And they're adult dolls.
But they're like small.
But they're only 2 or 3 feet tall.
Right.
But they're like functional. And they've got skeletons. They look like an action figure. They actually look kind of cool. Because, you know, I collect Japanese robots and shit, you know. And it's kind of like that, but these are actually supposed to be flesh and blood anime characters. A lot of them are anime characters.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But they got boobs and fucking, they're made out of TPE, which is flesh... sex toy material. You can have sex with them. And this thing's 3 feet tall. That's some weird shit, man.
It is weird.
But in the defense of that, they're only a couple $100. So a guy could have like 4 of those versus one of the one, the full-size ones that we bought. So maybe you don't have as much money.
Right.
Just kind of like, some of them are just torsos.
like I said, I kind of feel like a lot of the porn that we've seen of people, both
it's
men
girls on turfs.
Yeah, it's mostly girls. Yeah. And it's just kind of like they're doing stuff with sex dolls. But a lot of them are like the cheaper ones, which are just torsos. They don't have a head. They don't have legs.
Yeah.
And it's a little weird.
It's like some serial killer.
Watching. Yeah. So it's just, I don't know. Like, that's what I said. That's why I was like, well, if we're going to get one, I don't really like that torso thing. That's like a little Jeffrey Dahmer for me.
Yeah. The torso thing, though, those girls didn't have a lot of money. And
they're cheap.
They're making videos for their clients. And sometimes it's a female torso. And really, the camera angle is just a close-up of her and a certain part of this doll's anatomy where she is simulating fucking, you know, cunnilingus or something. All right? So the camera never pans back enough to see
that it doesn't have
any arms. But sometimes, you know, you can see she moves it around and they're like, wait a minute, that thing doesn't have legs on it, you know. But she's talking to the fucking audience too.
Yeah.
She's usually making that for a customer, you know.
Which, like I said, if other people are into that, that's cool. But it's just kind of like, I don't...
Yeah, the chick might only make fucking $300 or $400 a month on the side doing this kind of stuff. She makes one or two videos.
I mean, you can't afford, like, a whole body.
She can't afford a big...
Sex doll, they're expensive.
Right.
So, I mean, a good one is expensive.
Right. And this is all fantasy anyway. You know, none of it's real. There's not a person there. She's not really giving kind of language. It's a piece of fucking rubber.
Yeah. I'm always kind of weirded out by, like, the weird...
Yeah.
The ones that don't have a head and, like, legs and stuff. Because they sell a lot of those ones that are just torsos.
There's also a subgenre of dudes that are into the dolls. They collect the dolls.
Yeah, there's a whole thing.
Yeah,
we looked that up because when we were buying it,
there are whole fucking groups.
Yeah.
Online groups of guys buying these dolls, and they're talking about how to fix them and how to paint them.
They do, like, photo shoots.
Yeah. They got a damn photo layout.
Really nice photo shoots
of them. It looks like...
And it looks like a real person.
Some from fucking... Penthouse or something, and this is his $1,600 fucking custom sex doll.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, hey.
That's his
deal. I'm not judging. That's his thing, you know.
I think it's kind of sad, but in a way...
It is kind of sad, but, you know...
The dude is fucking... probably like a 3 or 2, and he's fucking aiming high. He's fantasizing having a fucking chick who's like a 9 or a 10, his fantasy woman. He's never going to be able to get that, but he can build a replica, kind of like a dude that'll never own a jet, but they can build a model jet.
Sure.
So that
I don't really see any difference between
a nigga has sex with this thing.
And you can't really have sex with a jet. I mean, you could, I guess.
I kind of understand it.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, from our point of view, it does seem kind of sad, but in some ways, like I said, it's not really that different from any other.
It's a whole hell of a lot better him going out and killing these women and fucking bringing bodies back.
Right.
And fucking posing.
That's what I'm saying.
Dudes are doing that.
Honestly, we're probably, like, preventing a lot of serial killers, this kind of shit.
I don't necessarily know that those are the same genre of guys, because they talk about, you know, they'd be commenting on each other's dolls, how beautiful she is and shit. Like, they love that doll. So it's kind of like love-starved guys, if you ask me. Or they're just admiring the beauty of that doll.
Yeah.
And want to hit it, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy, you know? But I can kind of understand it. I mean, they jerk it to porn.
Right, which...
So at least this is porn that's 3D. You can own it.
That's what I mean. It's just kind of like dudes that jerk it to porn.
Yeah, they're not that far.
I don't know if you can judge a dude that bought a sex doll.
Because that's about the same.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
You're just like jerking it to somebody that... would never sleep with you in real life. Yeah. That's just like a video.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like the same thing, you know?
Yeah, or you're jerking it to some chick you would never want to sleep with in real life, too.
Well, yeah, that too.
Fucking that girl's an escort and fucking big tons of trouble. Fucking, you don't want
And just like, well, I can just jerk it safely in my own house.
Right,
And I'm like not...
You're not trying to marry that chick, you know?
Right. Sammy's cracking me up.
Yeah.
That we could vote our name. Well, like I said, I don't know.
It's time to go.
Because I told him, I was just kind of like, I don't know. I don't think we should name her.
No.
It's a little weird.
Well, the thing is, though, is that they're set up so you can make them different characters, too.
Well, yeah. And like I said, she doesn't have, I don't know if you could tell by her hair, but it's like she's bald.
Yeah.
So you could just, I have all my wigs. You can put different wigs on her. She came with, she came with a wig. Yeah. You, the eyes come out. You can put different wigs. You can.
Different eyes.
You know, adjust the eyes and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like.
Yeah. You make, you can make a doll out of anything.
I don't really want to like personalize her too much.
No, you might have her dressed up like fucking something from Scooby-Doo, you know, one time to do a video. Or then you dress her up like a damn something out of fucking Lord of the Rings, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Isn't it funny how Velma
Velma's
has become the porn equivalent of like Scooby-Doo instead of Daphne?
No, Velma. They want Velma. Because Velma was thick. And she had glasses.
Thick and kind of nerdy.
Yeah, thick, nerdy, had glasses, yeah.
That kind of, that gives me hope, though.
Yeah.
Like, dudes are like, Daphne was hot and everything, but it's like, ooh, we like the thick, nerdy girl.
Yeah, let's go. We got her.
All right, I like it.
Yeah.
All right, so we got to go.
Yeah.
Because we're going to go out. Yeah. So, hopefully you guys had a good time this evening. I always have a good time on these Friday night shows. You guys know that. Thank you very much for all of your super chats and all of your discussions this evening. We will be back on Monday. We'll probably be talking about Natural Born Killers because Xanada sent us that movie. And I thought we'd reviewed it, but I guess we hadn't. So we're probably going to watch that over this weekend and we're going to talk about it on Monday. So hopefully you guys will join us for that. Thank you very much for stopping by this evening. Thank you very much for your super chats. And we will see you guys again on Monday night. Good night.